In late January of 2025, Resolve, a research group and game developer based out of the University of New Brunswick, released Project Aude, a card game made in collaboration with the UNB Archives and Special Collections. Project Aude sees players travel through time to uncover events, places, and characters from UNB's 200-plus-year history. I sat down with Dr. Scott Preston, the director of Resolve, and Katie Roger, Resolve's group coordinator, to learn more about both Project Aude and the work that went into creating it.
We began in the fall of 2022. We were looking for a new project to start that fall with my students, and I had heard in the summer about a project at McGill that had been done over the previous few years that was a card game that was highlighting the collections in the archives at McGill. And I thought, at the time, we thought we a small project that we could take on. So I reached out to the archives at UNB and proposed it, and they were interested in doing it with us. So they were pretty hands-off. They were just like, it sounds cool. You guys go and do it and, you know, keep us informed on how it's going. And the beginning was just asking them what they would like to see in a game. And in the end, we concluded that what they needed was more awareness and people hearing about and being aware that the archives existed. That's kind of where it began. It became a much bigger project than it was when we first thought about it.
After the conceptual stage and connecting with the UNB Archives and Special Collections, the hands-on work was largely carried out by UNB students.
So much research in the archives went into this, like putting it together, because it's 102 cards worth of history. So we need to fill that content with something, and that something in this case was with historical research, photos, documents, artifacts, all that from the archives. So that was a task. And then there's also the graphic design element, which students took on as well, of making sure that the game looks appealing, looks beautiful to play, and is accessible and easy for people to get their heads around from a visual design perspective. Once all of that is done and you feel like, okay, we finally have a game, then there's another year worth of work after that of designing a rule book, because that is how actual players will learn to play the game when we're not there to hold their hands. We need to make sure that the rule book tells them how to play the game, how we intend it to be played, which took quite a bit of work over the course of the year. And then there is the publishing.
Preston followed up by emphasizing that the hard work students undertook over the past 2 years was worth it, as a physical card game has some advantages over a digital alternative.
There's a couple of different other arguments for doing tabletop games. One is that when you do a project like this digitally, there's a lot of upkeep on that software. Technology changes and projects that are done in academic settings with digital games quickly grow outdated and inaccessible unless money is constantly putting into them. Whereas creating a tabletop game, once you make it and print it, people could pick it up 100 years from now and still play it. But another thing too that I didn't mention before is that it's just a totally different experience. It doesn't replace video games, it's just a different experience. Everybody getting around a table and holding things, and the social aspect of it is just a nice, fills a different gap in people's social life and kind of.
And also, we didn't mention this either, but from a design perspective, doing a physical game allowed us to do some really cool stuff, like with the physical objects of the creation of the packaging and the box can all be really intentional in a way that's a lot harder to do with the digital games. We were able to kind of tell a story with the way that we packaged it.
And we insisted with the printer that we wanted them to make a box that had a side flip, like where you open it and it kind of opens up like a book rather than just popping the top off like a lot of game boxes. So just little details like that that were really, really pleased that it came out the way it did as a package.
Preston mentioned a surprise that the Resolve team didn't expect when making a history-themed card game.
When we were designing it and thinking about the promotional campaign, we didn't anticipate that people might mistake it for a trivia game, but it kind of makes sense that people might think, oh, it's a history game, so it's history trivia. It's not a trivia game, it's a strategy game. You just get the history facts by reading the cards as you're playing.
Despite not being a trivia game, both Preston and Roger noted that one of the major purposes of Project Aude is to connect to UNB's archival collection and, by extension, UNB's 200-plus-year history. I asked them to share some of their favorite stories they uncovered over the course of making the game.
I really zeroed in at a certain point on looking for 2S LGBTQ plus history at UNB, which was much more difficult to find than a lot of other portions of the UNB institutional history, just because it is often the sort of thing that doesn't make its way into a formal archive, or if it does, it's a little bit more difficult to access. So I think those were my favorite stories that came out, like researching about Hal Hines, who was a professor here at UNB and curator of the herbarium here, also helped found the Nature Trust of New Brunswick, very influential botanist, but also an incredibly important queer activist here, both on campus and in Fredericton as a whole.
It was really fun seeing old photographs and like some really remarkable pictures that like just are like beautiful compositions. And when I saw them, I instantly thought this would look beautiful on a card, and I'm learning something that I didn't know about UNB at the same time. And I just immediately said, this is going to be a card, I think. And a couple examples of that, I found these old film, UNB Film Society pictures from the late 60s of students selling tickets at like a box office, and just thinking, well, they're just like my students. And another one is, there's so many international students from South Asia on campus right now. And we found like photos from the 1970s of an India night. So realizing that there was like a campus community of students and professors and community members from India way back in the mid-70s, and they were doing a whole cultural night.
Yeah, and one other card, there was a professor here in the early 1900s. Well, he went by the nickname Blinky, Blinky Stevens, who was a prof in physics, I believe?
Mechanical engineering.
Who was just this insane character on campus, who was known for like ripping up textbooks in class. Every year he would go to graduation, and halfway through he would leave and climb out a window of Mem Hall because he would get too bored during graduation. Just this like very colorful character that even 100 years ago, people on campus had these vibrant kind of lives, and there was all this crazy stuff happening on campus.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.